counting with you. Two. One.
Fruity cocktails!
Yes, honey, coming at you live on this gorgeous December 5th. Yeah, you are feeling really live. I'm not quite there yet. I am currently working on it, which is also dangerous because, oh, honey, we had too much wine last night. It's a miracle I even made it to work today.
I'm working on it. I got my box of wine that Jake convinced me to get at the store, and we're going.
I mean, because listen, I will always encourage everybody to get a box because you were just at the liquor store. And how? Give me the price rundown again. Okay. How much was it?
So we had these no-name brands. Not like, you know, it's not like cheap brands like Fish Eye or like...
I mean, don't knock a good Fish Eye.
I mean, Fish Eye's great. Right. I'm not hating on Fish Eye, but I'm just saying, it's not like things I know. And they're like $9.99. Or yeah. I can get a box of... Bought a box or black box, which, you know, I'm always promoting that black box, baby. $22.99. It's not bad.
See? Yes. Frugality.
In a box of wine, frugality. I get how many bottles? Like four?
You get, six. Six bottles. Bronze.
Yeah, I don't know about these. They're like half size, I'd say, maybe.
Oh, well, then what's the point? I'm confused. Well, that's still a better deal than what you think about it. Do the math.
You convinced me to buy it, so my drunk ass followed along.
Well, that's because I always buy it.
What you mean?
Yeah, but you buy that bronze. Yeah, you need to get on the black box life. Be on that classy level.
Oh, no, because here's one thing that has convinced me that I'm never leaving Franzia ever.
Oh.
I mean, I will. I just recently discovered how, like, lit Franzia's social media is. Like,
oh my god, they're hilarious.
Their Facebook page, bitch, I saw this post and I about peed myself. It was literally... Here it is. I'm reading it off
to
you.
Read it to me.
This is from Franzia's Twitter, but shared on Facebook. They said, "Ladies, if he watches rom-coms with you, never bails on dinner plans..." Okay, cute. Is classy as fuck. That's what I like.
Okay.
You know me.
I like a man's like that.
Yes. Lasts 6 weeks. He's not your man. He's Franzia.
Oh! I'm like, I love that.
Girl, I mean, I do too, even though my Franzia usually only lasts about a week. And like, honestly, after tonight, I'm probably going to need another box. But, you know, these things happen.
I'm telling you, I've had Franzia last longer than my man's has ever lasted, girl.
But like, seriously, and like,
oh my god,
again,
is
like,
this the
just...
start of our front? Can we do a Franzia ad? Maybe we could be sponsored by them, girl. What if Franzia wanted to sponsor us? Let's just go ahead and shout them out now. We'll do a free ad.
I could absolutely be a Franzia spokesperson. That's almost like my dream role.
Honestly, like, maybe if I pass this wine class, which is this Monday, I have my final exam. Maybe if I can pass this, we can convince Franzia to hire us, because I'll be a smiley
guy. Did you guys ever have Franzia in your wine class? Because I think that would just be so fucking funny to me.
On the low key, no. But for this wine sponsorship, yes, we had Franzia. It's the best of wines.
Listen, Franzia, I love your product. I like a good, strong wine that also punches me in the face. And you guys not only deliver it to me, but you do it in a box with a bag in it, with a nozzle. It's so easy. It's one I love.
I love ripping that bag out of that box and just slapping that bag, girl.
Honey,
you know what
I mean? Girl, I could just suckle at the nozzle. I'd be just happy.
Yes.
Just
get
as
on
happy.
That wine nozzle teat game, baby. Yes.
Oh, girl, no, that's almost like Hannibal Lecter. Ooh. Fuck. Fava beans with a nice Chianti? No. Try Franzia.
Girl, Franzia goes with every meal. Have you ever cooked a meal and you drink a glass of wine and you're just like, this tastes like that asshole that I ate last night? Well, girl, now you don't have to. Just pick up a Franzia box of wine and enjoy the sweet pleasures of Franzia.
Because, like, listen, if you're not that good of a cook, because I'm not, I do okay, but, you know, sometimes your cooking is either burnt and it just doesn't taste good. You know, we're white, we don't know how to season things, so right. These things happen.
Preach.
And so what do? Splash a little bit of Franzia. You know, who knows, maybe you can cook with it. I don't know.
Girl, my wine professor always said, if you'll drink it, then you can cook with it, and I would definitely drink Franzia.
I would take a bath in Franzia.
Oh my god.
I want a bath with wine. I want a bath of Franzia.
Would you butt chug Franzia?
No.
Oh.
Ow. I feel like that would burn. That's alcohol, honey. Ouch. No,
You haven't heard of that?
No, it's like, butt chug. If I were to butt chug Franzia, what happens then when I go to hook? Because, like, theoretically, it's almost like douching, you know? It's a two-in-one process.
With Franzia. Douching with Franzia. Would you do that?
Yeah, but...
Would you douche with Franzia?
Well, here's the problem with that, is that then you get your guy, and he, you know, checks into your hotel, and all of a sudden, he leaves his room, and he's stained red, and he's like, are you bleeding? I'm confused.
And you're like, no, it's just some Cabernet Sauvignon, baby.
Oh, see? It's a whole nother advertisement opportunity for them.
Right? We have literally been advertising you, Franzia, for the past 3 minutes, so please give us a sponsorship, because... Yeah. We love us some Franzia.
Hashtag bottoms for Franzia.
But bottoms for Franzia. They're always the true gay icon of wine boxes.
Oh, you want to talk about a gay icon, honey?
Girl, who's that gay icon?
Girl, rest in peace to Tumblr.
Oh.
How'd you like that transition?
Yeah, that was a good one. Good job, girl. That was good.
No. Did you see that news, girl? What the fuck is happening? I don't understand.
Yeah, Tumblr's apparently getting rid of all of their porn, and...
I like how you got quiet for porn.
Porn. No, it's really sad. That's why I'm getting quiet, because I'm like, where else are gays supposed to watch their porn? Not just gays, right. Everybody. Well, everybody uses Tumblr. What else? What do you use Tumblr for that's not for porn? When have you been on Tumblr and tried to reblog something?
I mean, like, in full transparency, I made a Tumblr for, like, when I was in a junior or senior in high school, and I originally was trying, like, I had this whole motif, I was gonna be, like, a Tumblr blog about music, and I did that for, like, a good, like, 5 minutes, and then I was like,
wait, were
I'm
you,
bored.
Like, a singer? Would you, wait.
No, I just... Because you know me, I listen to, like, really obscure music, and so I wanted to, like, promote and talk about different music and lyrics and stuff. And so I did that for a little bit, and then I got bored and forgot about it, and then it wasn't until I developed into the fabulous gay that I am that I'm like, you know what? I need some, like, I want some, like, easily accessible, very kind of, like, low-budge, all kinds of variety porn. Like, I just want to be able to, like... You know, just browse and just, you know, videos are a commitment.
No, and like Tumblr is, you know, like, seriously, like, it's like a private place too. Like, you know, like going on Pornhub.
But it's also so public. And I think that that's what's also kind of like big porn companies like Pornhub feel so removed because it's like, it that is like a, I don't know, it's like a full company for it. But then here, it's like a social media of porn.
Yeah, I mean, but it has everything, but like, I don't know, I just feel like Pornhub on your, like, web browser is, like, I would rather have Tumblr on my web browser than Pornhub. I don't know, Tumblr just seems like the place to go for porn, and it has the most obscure shit sometimes, too. And you can find some really good porn on there.
Oh, well, and the obscure shit, like, that's another, like, thing, is that, like, not that, like, I'm pretty fucking vanilla as they come, but, like, you know, it was, like, it's, like, this, like, social media platform that really allowed people to, like, explore their sexualities and, like, you know, even, like, erotic art was really able to flourish. Like, I'm not even talking, like, explicit, like, hentai like cartoons fucking. Like, I'm talking like
no,
you know,
we're not talking about,
like,
cartoons fucking. We're talking about, like, Robert Mapplethorpe art shit.
Right. That would now, honestly, and I bet you money, Robert Mapplethorpe would be flagged as explicit content.
Oh, definitely. On Instagram? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. On Instagram, definitely. I don't know about it.
No, actually, because you can't have nudity on Instagram.
Well,
But it still counts as nudity on Instagram. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, social medias will block that stuff because it's technically porn.
Oh, you want to talk about blocking? I don't know if you saw any of the statements about it, but, like, there was, like, a whole statement, and one of the, when they were describing the types of sexual content, or explicit content, rather, that is now forbidden, they said female-presenting nipples.
It says the move comes weeks after Tumblr's app was yanked from Apple's App Store after images of child pornography made it past the site's filters. Oh. Once spotted, the content was immediately removed, but led to a review of its rules overall. So that's why they're removing adult content. Well, that's really shitty that child pornography was on there, but Apple's App Store removed it. Like, go Apple for removing apps that have child pornography. That's good.
Well, I mean, yes. Like, obviously, yes. Do I think that Apple is also just a shit company and a prude in general? 100%. What I don't get about Tumblr is that, like, if that is the reason why Apple pulled them because of, like, child pornography, which is valid, 100%, I'm more so confused why sites like Pornhub and, you know, well, any porn site are, like, able to filter that kind of content, but, like, Tumblr can't. Like, even Facebook filters that content.
Pornhub doesn't have, like, an app on Apple Store, though. Apple Store doesn't have porn on the Apple Store. It's not, like, Android.
They don't?
No, you can't find porn on the Apple Store. They don't host content like that.
It's a miracle they allow Grindr, apparently.
Well, Grindr's like a dating website.
Bitch, but you know you get those fucking young kids on there trying to act like they're graduated from high school. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll be like, I'm 17. Is that a problem for you? I'm like, yes, bitch, actually it is. Like, not only are you still in high school, but you can't drink legally. Like, honey, we just did an ad for Francia.
Can you hear me filling my wine?
I can. It's delicious.
I love
it. But that's something that I just don't get about Tumblr. And, like, I don't know how they weren't able to filter that content. And a part of me is, again, like, really, like, kind of disappointed because it was, like, a very social platform. Like, I know people used it besides porn, but let's be real, a lot of people did. And, but it had that still air of, like, if I was ever to put out a risque picture, I'm even just talking, like, I'm, like, taking an underwear pic, and I want to post it out and feel good about myself. I would do it on Tumblr, not Instagram or Twitter.
Oh, I definitely have nudes on Tumblr.
Oh, I don't. I have no pictures of me on Tumblr.
That's where I post my hot nudes, but I don't have anybody following me. People follow me randomly, but it's, like, weird, like, women sex accounts, and obviously I block them because,
right,
honey, but I'm not no top to a woman, and I'm not no bottom to a woman.
Well, that's that's also, like, those fucking Pornhub ads that are, like, there's, like, all these women in your area that want to fuck you, and I'm like, they do?
Bro, have you not seen my Pornhub history? What do you think I'm watching? There is not one vagina in sight other than in my project, okay?
Oh, yeah. It's too much. But, like, you know, I don't know. There was something that was, like, Tumblr started out as something, but ended up becoming a sexual revolution. And now it's being squashed. And it makes me very sad. Oh, and I know you don't have a Facebook, so you probably did not see any of this.
But, like,
well, then maybe you saw it, but I've been seeing memes today. It's not a meme.
If you shared it, I saw it, because you're my only friend on Facebook.
I didn't, but it was that. Oh, that's cute.
And your mom and my mom. My mom, your mom, and you are my only friends on Facebook.
I like how you... Did you friend my mom, or did she friend you?
She friended me after there was a weekend where you had, like, gone off-grid for a bit, and she was really nervous about you, and she was, like, trying to find Jake, and she was like, Bailey, do you know, like, have you talked to Jake? And I'm like, you know what? Like, my messages haven't been delivering to him, and I've been trying to reach him all day today, too, and then she started freaking out, and I was like, I'm sorry, like, I'll help you find him, and then she was like, she was like, how could I find him? And I was like, maybe you contact the Airbnb host. So I, like, told her how to get on Airbnb.
Oh, girl, and I'm so glad that, not to interrupt, but you mentioned that to her. And then she was asking for my house lady's contact information. And I was like, absolutely, no. Because we've already made fun of this one guy that lives here whose mom had to, like, call to make sure he was, like, alive. And I'm like, I am not going to get that reputation as someone who cannot take care of themselves.
No, it's okay. It's okay. She knows she's a little bit extra sometimes, but it all comes from love.
No, it all comes from love.
That's the good news.
It all comes from love.
Yeah. That is the upside. Like, you can't be, mad.
I'm, like, tiptoe because I don't want to, like... I just feel
bitch,
bad
it's just
for
because
that one
you're
time.
So you are so oh my god, here we go. Here we go again. Oh, you are so worried about that one time. There was this one time that Bailey was going through it because of a boy, and so he came and stayed with me in Dayton for a couple days. 3-4 maybe? 3 days.
I think it was 2 nights.
But, you know, long story short, he was this is the weekend that I was doing a pageant, and so we were out at the bars, and after the pageant was over, we went home, and then Bailey was like, I'm gonna go home now.
A drag pageant, and I was, that is.
Yeah, a drag queen pageant. And it was like, literally, we got home at like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and then Bailey was like, I'm gonna go back to Cincinnati. And I'm like, what are you saying? Like, granted, this is before both of us were 21, so, like, nobody was drinking either. And it was like,
it was well, like, no I had bitch. Some like, drink to... before we went into the club, but then I tried to drink at the club, and it caused a bunch of problems.
Oh, yeah. Almost got me disqualified from the pageant.
Well, no. I was just too cute, and the guy was like, it's okay, don't worry about your friend. I'm not gonna dock in points.
Oh. No, bitch, it's because you tried to burn music onto a DVD. Which is seems like such an archaic concept at this point, but like...
I don't even know what that is. I don't know how to do that.
No, it's... Yeah, no. Well, clearly, because you almost got me disqualified from... Well, not disqualified, but...
Who
like,
takes
I
CDs
got point
anymore?
Stocked.
Where's the Bluetooth? What?
No, if anything, it's an aux cord. But they don't like to be... Like, if it's a pageant, they have to be able to, like, get all the music set up and ready to go before... That pageant actually starts.
I feel like
you know
Bluetooth
what I mean? So,
and aux cord is way faster than putting a CD in.
Well, yeah, but then you have to. You're talking about pairing all kinds of different devices. Like, no, you can't. You can't do Bluetooth to like club speakers. What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe just like they like have a playlist of your music. Like you submit your music, and then there's a playlist. And
well, that was the thing. That's what they were trying to do, because they also
with
accept
CDs.
Flash drives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you can take the music off the CD.
Flash drives? Who puts music on flash drives?
Okay, listen, bitch. I have a whole external hard drive that has all of my old iTunes music from, like, 2008.
That's ancient.
Real talk. I mean, it's all, like, uploaded to my Google Music Library, whatever it's called.
I was gonna say,
but...
you don't use iTunes anymore? Why is it uploaded to your external hard drive?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't use iTunes anymore because I don't fucking like Apple. Fuck them.
I love Apple.
I mean, what year is your iPhone?
It's
what is
iPhone
it? iPhone
7.
What? Okay, see, people are willing to use their original iPhones for that long.
No, girl, I'm just broke and I can't afford a fucking iPhone 10.
Oh, well, shit the bed.
But that's what I'm saying is iPhones last right? a really long time. Like, I have an iPhone 7, it's really old,
okay.
But it's perfect.
That's false. It's been reliable to you.
I mean, unless you shatter
your screen
it.
Is cracked.
No, it's not. I have a perfect screen.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Or if you drop it in your orange juice, bitch. That shit is so funny. I remember that happening. Oh, God, I almost cried. It was so funny.
Don't remind me.
Because it's just like, I don't know. Who does that? Dropping a phone in the toilet is one thing. But, like, dropping it in, I watched you, physically drop it in.
Okay, like, well, I'm like sure you've done stuff like that before, too.
No, I can't say that I have. I'm sorry.
Rude.
Hey, honey, don't hate me because you ate me.
I'm not hating you. I'm just saying that means I'm a fun person. If I broke my phone in a glass of orange juice and 4 Loko.
Wait, there was 4 Loko in there?
Girl, it wasn't orange juice. It was 4 Loko and a beer. It was a sidewalk slammer. Get the story right.
I don't even know what that means. A sidewalk slammer sounds like me when I'm just walking around the bar and then my knee breaks and I just fall down. and people think I do a death drop and they cheer me on and I'm like, no, bitch, I'm hurt.
Oh, did I cheer you on?
No, well, actually you might have. I don't really recall. Because I was so drunk. Oh, God. Well, I have to pee anyway now.
Okay. And we're back. Cue the elevator music. Stop the elevator music.
No, I had to pee, but the fucking... There's this bathroom. Bathroom? Yes. There's a mirror in my bathroom right above the toilet so I could see myself. And, honey, I need a dye drop. My roots are coming through. It is to the point that if I literally got a haircut now, if I got a haircut literally right this second... I would look like Guy Fieri because
you
it would
love
be like
Guy Fieri. You
tips.
Love to talk about him.
Okay, but like honestly, I know that we made fun of him, but he is kind of a great man. And
is he?
Yeah, he's done. Like he was just out here in California. He did a full day or two of nonstop barbecue for the people who lost their homes in the wildfires.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah, no, he's, like, a really fucking great guy. People just make fun of him because he's kind of tacky looking.
Where does he, why did he do that? Does he live in L.A.?
I think he did, I don't know, honestly. I don't know if he lives in L.A., but I just, like, he's, and this isn't the first time he's done this type of thing. Like, he's just, like, actually, like, a really good guy. I mean, think about the premise of his show. His show is based off of, like, I'm going to go to, like, these hidden gem restaurants, like dive restaurants, mom and pop places, highlight them on a national level, free of charge.
I don't
like,
even know what his show is.
It's called Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
He does that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's still on the air or not, but he literally like just drives around America to some of the most like. It's, yeah, it's, again, it's the hidden gems, like, unspoken, like, secrets of, like, this, like, small town.
I didn't know he did that, though.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and so he's, like, he's helped out a lot of these other, like, little businesses, too, like, because he's spotlighting them on a national stage, and then...
Go Guy Fieri, even though your frosted tips are so 90s, I'm here for you. Come on, baby.
I mean, and you know
revolutionize like, those frosted tips.
And, like, just think about it, though, like, also props to him that, like, no matter how personally tacky I might feel like his aesthetic is, he's made a huge impact, and he's kept himself relevant.
Girl, he's got a brand. People, he has an image. And people know when they see a vector of Guy Fieri, they say, that's Guy Fieri. Do you know how many times he gets mentioned? That's his brand image.
Oh, yeah.
It's so true.
Oh, yeah.
It's so true. It's living the truth. Living the truth.
Well, what's weird is that as a a celebrity personality, not even like a movie, he has got this like kind of like cult like
following totally.
Yeah, but it's weird because I can't think of like another living human celebrity that has gotten like a cult following. You know what I mean?
I can think of like movies.
Yeah, like you can think of cult classics, or even like I don't know if Tenacious D, which is like Jack Black's like music group, like in my opinion, it flirts with that concept of like a cult like music group, but you know, like
I feel
I'm
like
just
there's
like,
plenty of cult music groups, but I don't know about cult people, like individuals.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, but this is him, and it's him the whole time. He's so authentic, he just does his own fucking thing, and I respect the shit out of this man, because he's like, I'm Guy Fieri, and I'm going to take you to Flavortown with my frosted tips and my flames on my shirt.
Guy Fieri, like, do you want to be on our podcast? Would you like to come? We'll sponsor you. Do you want to do a Guy Fieri sponsorship? Let's do another sponsorship.
I literally would love, honestly, I would love to have him on the podcast.
It would be amazing if that would happen. Listeners, reach out. At Guy Fieri. At Guy Fieri.
Everybody tweet.
Tweet at Guy Fieri and tell him, go on the podcast with Fruit Cocktails. Hashtag Guy Fieri X fruit cocktails.
Did we make fun of him? Did we make fun of him a bit?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we did a bit. But, like, it was all in good fun.
It's all in good fun. We really appreciate who you are. You're a good person. And we want to...
Because
we want in. Right, we want in on the... We want to know about your philanthropy. Come tell us. Our listeners are waiting to hear from you, Guy Fieri.
We weren't saying that you were literally this creepy guy trying to, like, fuck me by a parking meter.
No, he just looked like you, unfortunately.
Which, okay. No, he honestly didn't. Like, it was just his hair was literally French tips. Oh my god, David's on my mind. Oh god.
Oh, girl,
frosted tips.
You need to calm that shit down.
Oh, no, girl. Can we, like, address this? Like, why is it that I can sit down when anytime I go on a co-op, or even in Cincinnati, I'm like, listen, especially in Cincinnati, we'll just frame it in Cincinnati terms. At UC, I'm like, listen, we are dedicated to our work. There's a lot of work to be done. We have to design shit, okay? We got shit to do, okay? And... Do we have time for, friendships? Question mark? Are they in studio? Ah, sure, okay. Are they outside of studio? Okay, wait. I'm allocating time and resources, like personal thoughts and energies and vibes, witchcraft maybe, I don't know. But it's like, do I have, is that them? Okay, like we'll make some exceptions, we'll do it. But then it's like, boys, does he need to talk to me on a daily basis? You know, like, I like to, well, this goes back to our personality tests. Oh my God. We could talk about that real quick if you want to. I can read them both off
I have mine open on my phone right now. It's open.
Oh, okay. Already. Okay.
I was showing someone earlier, so I already have it open.
No, because I think this would be a fun little thing to like, hit on. Sure.
So go, start us off. Spiritualism versus materialism. What are you? Oh, it's the dichotomy test that everybody's posting?
I literally did not know everybody was doing this thing.
Category is... Butch Queen Femme. No, I'm just joking. Category is...
Oh, that sounds like me.
Right? That's what my goal was. Yeah, that was it.
Girl.
My thing is spiritualism versus materialism. I'm 77% spiritual, 22% material.
I'm 67% spiritual and 32% material.
I was gonna say, that's
surprising. So, like, we're basically the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not a materialistic bitch.
I'm a little
bitch.
More spiritual, but...
Which is makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
Makes
totally.
Sense.
I'm a witch, for God's sake. Like, you gotta know.
I mean, these things happen.
Okay. And then
Category
is egoism versus altruism.
And then egoism is...
28%.
What is that?
And altruism
is, that like,
is 71.
Do I know what egoism means?
Altruism is like helping, like being selfless and helping people. And egoism is being like more so like about yourself, like fulfilling your own needs before others.
And you're... What's your thing?
I'm 71% altruist and 28% egoist.
Well, damn, I sound like an asshole because mine's 65% altruist, 34% ego. But that's still a good number.
That's still a good number. Good. I'm a little more
caring. I'm just a little cocky.
I'm a little more caring.
Okay, sure. I'll let you run away with that for
sure.
Now. Category is?
Idealism versus pragmatism.
Okay.
I'm 50% idealist and 49% pragmatist.
I'm shook because you seem like a super idealist, but unless I'm looking at yours, are you looking at mine? Are we confused?
I'm looking at mine.
Because mine is... Oh, no, this is mine because I'm looking down. Idealism for me is 65%.
Oh shit!
And then pragmatism.
You're more idealistic
pragmatism,
than I am.
But then pragmatism is 34%, which like I don't understand because I feel like I am a pragmatist, and that is not reflective.
Well, maybe this situation. It is just based off the answers we gave, at least.
I mean, because I mean, a lot of that came from like my socialist mindset, and it's like, should there be radical change overnight?
Well, I feel like that was...
Absolutely.
I feel like that was, like, moralist and nihilism.
Oh, and we'll get there. Okay, so next category is...
Hedonism and aesthetism.
Close enough. Okay, so what were you?
41% hedonism and 57% aesthetism.
See, I'm more of the aestheticism. I'm 64 on that, and then 35 in the hedonism, but I don't know what either of these words really mean. So, which is fine. We can just, like, move on to the next one, and I know this is a hot button one. Category is
nihilism and moralism. And I'm 58% nihilism and 41% moralism.
Oh. Okay, girl, this is where we significantly differ. I am 23% nihilist, but 76% moralist.
It probably has something to do with, like, your Catholic upbringing, though.
You know, like, but, like, here's the thing, is that, like, yes, while I am all about that power of Christ compels you, fight that demons, baby, I don't think that, like, for me, that's not where my morals are, like, built around. Like, I think that just, because I'm not even that religious of a person. I'm just, like, I think that there's a right way and a wrong way to treat people. Like you're either a good person or you're a bad person. And if you are a bad person, I judge the shit out of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like that the test, like, asked a lot of questions about, like, it was, like, stuff about morals, and I answered strongly disagree with a lot of moral questions because it was, like, saying that, like, basically morals were, like, created, or I was, like, answering agree with morals were created by humans, or, you know, I just feel like morals are, like...
Yeah, morals are created by
morals
humans.
Morals are created by... I feel like
right
there's...
Way and a wrong
but
way.
I don't feel like there is a right way and a wrong way. I feel like the right way and the wrong way are created by people, and, like, there is no true right way or wrong way, but, like, what is right and what is wrong is dictated by what people dictate as a society.
No. No, because that's where you open it up to people, and I know this is not how, like... This is not the mindset that you had when you answered it. But for me, that's very much like, oh, well, the, like, Nazis and, like, nationalists, white nationalist people, the neo-Nazis, they have their own set of things that are defining what morals are or whatever. Like, yeah, that's a human construct, but I don't think those are morals. That's immoral, you know? So in my mind, like, morals are inherently good. And I think that people, like, we as a human species, a human spirit, not even saying, like, religious-wise, I'm thinking just, like,
spiritual,
I think that every
yeah.
human is, spiritual. You know, I think that we're all connected and that there is a right way to treat each other, you know,
yeah.
There is a right way, and so the morals are more so defined by action versus, like, I'm not saying that there's, like, a strict set of rules, but at the same time, I do think that there is very clear immoral things, or, like, there's behavior that is, like, very clearly immoral. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like those things are immoral because we've dictated them to be immoral. I feel like nothing is true unless a human makes it true, you know, as a society.
Say the thing about the immoral part again, because I had something to say to that, but I forgot it.
Like, I didn't say anything about immorals, just, like, that being moral is, like, indicative of, like, people creating that moral, like, a society creates a moral, and that's why it is moral. Like, morals are not self-inherent, I don't think. I feel like we're taught to have morals.
No, I don't believe in that. I don't.
And that's not me saying, like, a human is inherently selfish. I don't think that. I feel like a human is very, like, in cahoots with like,
they're canoodling.
Right, canoodling with their community. Like, I feel like humans are canoodling with their community, But I feel like the community is what dictates what is good and what is bad. And, like, without a community, you don't have morals. So, like, morals come from a society. Next category.
Category is?
Rationalism versus romanticism.
Okay.
And I'm 78% romantic and 21% rational.
Honestly, that makes a lot of sense to me. But I am also 45% romantic, 54% rational. I have more of a rational mind, though it's balanced for my personality. Like, they're like butting heads, but the rational side just slightly wins out.
That's wild to me because I'm, like, super romantic. I'm totally, and that's why I'm confused why I'm not idealistic, because I feel like idealism and romanticism are very similar.
It can be. Ooh, that's an interesting layer you just sprinkled on, Mitch. That might have fucked me up a bit.
Hold on. I don't know, I just feel like idealism and romanticism are the same. Like, romanticism is being an idealist. It's like being romantic about life.
Okay, because to be honest with you, if we talk about even the next layer, it throws on a whole nother one if we're thinking about all three of them being related, because it kind of fucks me up a bit.
Next category.
So category is
skepticism and absolutism. I said that wrong.
It's okay.
Skepticism. Skepticism.
There you go.
And absolutism.
Yes, and you are.
Skeptic, I'm 66% a skeptic and 33% an absolutism.
I am 41% a skeptic, 58% absolutism. But it's so conflicting because it's like, in one regard, like, absolutism, rationalism, those are both pretty strong for me. Those are like, big majorities, but then I am a 65% idealist.
But I feel like absolutism and skepticism relates to nihilism and moralism. I feel like a nihilist is a skeptical, you know? He's skeptical.
Oh, yeah, no, I think those are correlated, but you said you're more a pragmatist. Pragmatism. You said that
one was that, right? No, I'm more idealistic than I am pragmatism, but it was pretty even. It was like 50-50, basically.
Oh, well, then okay, maybe it 51%
makes sense. 51% and
49%. Well, what's funny is that my moralism was so extreme, and then my absolutism was still, like, almost 60%. That's still a big margin. And compared to the idealism, which was also 65, like, it's weird that those are, they seem like they're correlated a bit. Like, being a moralist, an absolutist, like, fuck skepticism. This is just basically saying that I'm stubborn as fuck, and that I think there's the right way and the wrong way, and I don't give a shit what you think, because these are the right morals, and if you don't do it, what the fuck are you doing? You're a bad person.
True. I mean, kind of. I don't know. We differ on a few things, but we're pretty similar on the other few. And this is where we always back to, is, like, we're not the same person at all.
But what's funny is that where we differ, I feel like we differ very, like outside of the standard deviation. So, like, it's more than 10%. When we're differing, like, it's a difference. But that's where we balance each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's why I love you as a friend.
We balance each other out.
We do. So, I know that we're, like, still very different people, but, like, again, I'm that Libra, I balance the scales, and, like, you're that Gemini,
and I,
like,
have too many scales to balance.
I mean, and that's why we get along, best friends forever. Like, come on, friendship personality bullshit. Yes. It's so good. But, like, I think this has been a very productive live episode.
Very live. Because I'm feeling very live.
I'm feeling way more live.
I'm past the point of live. I'm in the blackout zone at this point. Maybe brownout, actually.
Brownout sounds like shit to me.
Well,
but
no, brownout's like when you remember some and you don't remember other things. It's like right before you get to black, you're browning out.
Yeah, but I think this was a good brownout and all. This was a good little episode, and like hopefully you guys enjoy it. And if you do, please like, subscribe. Be sure to follow us on this good old Instagrams.
At Cocktails.
At
FCT Podcast.
Yes.
At FCT Podcast.
At FCT Podcast, baby. And then we're also on Facebook, but we don't use it. But like, hey, if you want to like it anyway, like that's great too. Ding, ding, ding. That picked up on the mic. how coincidental that it was a Facebook message.
That was a text.
Oh, that's a text? Yeah. See, I don't have an iPhone. But anyway, we're not getting into it anymore because we've gone through enough, and we appreciate you all for listening to us. We will catch you next week for Jake's Goodbye, San Francisco episode. You can find us on all the social media. Just like, comment, share, delete. Actually, don't delete.
That's rude. That's some shady shit. Like, don't be a shady bitch.
Spam your friends.
Make no shade.
And don't forget, spam Guy Fieri to listen to us so he can be a guest.
Wouldn't and tell Franzia, at Franzia, they've got a hilarious Twitter. First off,
sponsor
give
us.
Give Franzia a follow, give them a like, do whatever you have to do, and at them and tell them to sponsor Fruit Cocktails, baby, because we're here, and we're queer, and we like wine.
And I'm real wine drunk off of Franzia, and like, honestly, they could throw me like, not even money, just give me a box of wine and they're like, will you sponsor us? I'll be like, of fucking course I will. Are you kidding me? But this has been good, Bailey. It's been good. It's been productive.
Yeah,
but I think we should let our listeners go so we can talk about that real tea, honey.
Yeah, we got some shade to not spill.
Not safe for podcasts, but
NSFP.
Maybe in the future you guys can get that exclusive content. Wink, wink. Like, share, subscribe, and we'll see what happens. Yes. But thank you so much. We love you so much. And we are...
Fruit Cocktails.
Bye, BB. Take care. See you soon.